All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Eternum. You know you wanted it. It's here. I'll send you an invite. Please join the server and wait for further instructions. Putting the visor on. Bring it on, Akira. We're ready. Let's kick ass, Grim. And here we go again. Connect. Okay, we're in Eternum now. Holy cow! Damn, we're hanging 100 meters above the ground. This is so cool. Holy shit, slipping here would mean an instant death. Can you imagine? Thanatos finds the last gem of doom and becomes the new CEO of Ulysses. The previous owner slipped off a crane and cracked his head. That's definitely not how I want to be remembered. Looks like we're in a harbor of some sort. But it's just a small island in the middle of nowhere. There's water in all directions. Do you have any idea what this could be? I see no other players. I bet it's one of those private servers I've heard about. Akira could have access to a private server just like Dahlia. It's very possible, although I prefer Dahlia's, don't we all? For several reasons. Either that or a Battle Royale server. Some people love that adrenaline rush, even if it means the possibility of losing everything they have. You know, if you chose this outfit to validate your previous statement about your butt, you've succeeded. You look so sexy in it. Thank you! It's my combat outfit. I usually use this one in the servers where guns are allowed. Good choice, no doubt. Nova leans against the rail and the wind starts waving her curls. It feels almost weird seeing you with your normal hair again. Right? It's crazy how different a person can look just by changing their hairstyle. You look good with any hair. Thanks. Your outfit's pretty cool, too. Yeah, Annie found it in the space server she usually plays. Andromeda? That one. We gotta go there and play together sometime. For sure, we could spend our whole lives in that server and we wouldn't even be able to discover everything. That server is gigantic. That sounds amazing. Although all servers in Eternum are amazing, in a sense. All of them have something in them that makes them special. I wonder what Akira prepared for us in this one. Whatever it is, we have to win. I need that CPU. Is it really that important? The one you have right now isn't good enough? Well, it is, but with better hardware, I can do more things, and faster. So I'll be able to help you more. You do enough, Nova. We wouldn't even have a Gem of Doom if it wasn't for you. I know, but I have to keep getting better. She's got that Goku mentality. I feel like if I don't contribute to something to the team, if I'm not constantly helping you by hacking some network, getting an IP address, and programming some device, I won't be needed anymore. And I don't want to be left out. I didn't know she felt like this. I guess that explains her constant need for validation. I hope you realize how stupid that is. We're not going to shut you out, Nova. Especially not me. I love spending time with you. Hearing that makes me feel good. Thank you, Grim. Which doesn't mean that you can stop being my personal hacker, of course. I need the best of the best on my team. Oh, I won't let you down. Rest assured. Strange-looking drone suddenly approaches you. Oh? What's this? Sorry for the delay. That's Akira-san's voice. The challenge is about to begin. It's very simple. You four are the only players in this harbor of 2 square miles. And each team has spawned on the opposite sides of the island. Oh, it's true. I can see them. Really? Where? Right there, on top of the other crane at the end of the harbor. That's way too far. How can you see them? I can't see shit. You have 30 minutes to eliminate the other team. The last one standing wins the challenge. Questions? Yeah, what happens if we die? Do we lose our level in inventory? You don't. This is a training server. The penalties for dying are not applied here. If you win, you find an exit portal right in the center of the harbor. Can we use our own weapons? Correct. You can use any kind of weapon in your inventory. Cool. Do you see them? Yeah, I do. And don't think they spotted us. They don't have binoculars. We'll skirt those warehouses on the right. We'll take them by surprise on their way here. They won't see us coming. They're ours. The countdown has officially begun, challengers. Good luck. The drone flies away from you. All right, Nova, let's get to work. 30 minutes is a lot of time, but this place is huge. Here's my plan. After going down the crane, we'll split. I'll march forward towards our location through the warehouses. You're going to climb on those containers, and you'll cover me with your sniper. That cement could come in handy. I mean, it just could. At the end, I think it's all coming down to who spots the other team first. We need to exercise caution and watch each other's backs. I'll try to keep a clear line of sight so we can see each other, but whistle really loudly if you need backup. Thoughts? Nova? Is that Dion? What? We won the challenge. Now there's only one left. You're the craziest, most unpredictable, and downright the most amazing girl I've ever met. That shit was ridiculous. Thank you. I had a clean shot, so I thought I couldn't waste that opportunity. And besides, we lost the polygraph test because of me, so I made up for it a little with this. You definitely did by a landslide. We're tied 2-2 now, so let's finish the job. No time to waste, for sure. Let's go find the exit portal. Damn. Holy fuck, that was fast. And that's how you play a tournament. We're the best team ever. I didn't do shit this time, but thanks. What the fuck happened? Ah! Oh, excuse me. Sticking her tongue out. Ah! Your ass got wiped out, that's what happened. You're not mocking me now? Did you run out of sarcastic comments? Why would I? That was amazing. Say what you want, Wait, did you say amazing? Really? That was so cool. Did you really spot and hit us with a missile launcher from that distance? Well, yes, I took advantage of a small moment when the wind stopped blowing. Wow, consider me your new fan. If there's someone who deserves that CPU, it's you, Nova. Haskell, we're out of the competition. We'll let them win. Really? What, are you kidding me? We can still win the last challenge. But we won't. Didn't you see what she did there while you were using your shitty binoculars? We're not worthy. Let's go back to the party. I just want to forget about this and get drunk. God damn it, Dolores. Take care, guys. Bye, Dolores. Thank you. Oh my God, Grim, did you hear that? We won, and we don't even have to do the last challenge. We won already. We... Absolutely not. What? We're the only participants left. I don't care. I won't give my CPU away unless you've earned it. There's still one challenge left. If you can pass it, the prize is yours. If not, I'll keep it myself and sell it on eBay. That's not fair. My game, my rules. What a buzzkill. Don't worry, guys. The last challenge is probably the funnest one and the easiest by far. You say that about all your challenges, but this time it's true. Please put on your costumes again and come with me to the library. This is The Temptation. This better be the last one. Moving away from the party, Akira leads you upstairs and enters the last room on the right. Here it is. Please, sit down. Okay, Akira, we don't have all night, so straight to the point. Of course. You see, in this last challenge, you must prove that you're capable of controlling your impulses. I'll leave the room for 25 minutes, and all you have to do is stay away from each other. Stay away? What do you mean? This is another one of the devices I created in my spare time. I call it the TGF Cyberspunk-X7. Naming your gadgets is definitely not your forte. There's a sensor in this library that's capable of detecting Ulysses' neural implants, like the ones we have on the back of our necks. If two implants get too close, an alert is triggered. What if we didn't have neural implants? Then you'd have lost already, not being able to complete either of the last two challenges. Anyone who doesn't play a tournament isn't worthy of my prize. Okay, so if I understood this correctly, we have to keep away from each other for 25 minutes? That's it? That is correct. You can't leave this room and you must stay at least 6 feet apart. Otherwise, the alarm will be triggered and you'll lose the challenge. Ah, this doesn't make much sense, but it sounds easy enough. Right? I don't see the point of this challenge if he tells us what we're not supposed to do beforehand, but I won't complain. Well, now comes the interesting part. This is a special wine I brought home from England last summer. It is only produced in a small village of less than 100 inhabitants, and it is said to be a very powerful aphrodisiac. People there called it Ember's Moan. A powerful aphrodisiac? Yes, but don't worry, there's only a little sip for each of you. The effect shouldn't be too extreme. You drink the wine, you stay here for 25 minutes, and if you can resist the temptation, you win the prize. Easy. What, you really think I'm going to throw myself at Grimm and start kissing him or something just because I drank this thing? Is this supposed to be like a hint at the love potion in the lust epidemic treasure of Nadia, those games? Absurd. All right then, let's do it. Cheers. You and Nova drank the wine in one gulp. Is this really wine? It tastes like a strawberry lollipop. Wine or not, it's delicious. Fantastic. I'll be downstairs getting a rum and coke. A lemmy. Remember, you can't leave the room or you'll be disqualified. Yeah, we got it. See you in 25 minutes. Have fun, but not too much fun. And everything's clean, don't worry. What a character. Okay, Grimm, we can finally say it. We won the prize. Hell yeah. The last challenge turned out to be way easier than I thought. Now all you have to do is overcome boredom for 25 minutes. Sounds simple enough. So this is your library, huh? There are quite a lot of books. Yeah, although no one uses them, to be honest. Students simply bring their laptops or tablets. Everything has become digitized. So now this place is mostly a fuck pad where people come to make out. Are those condoms? Yeah, some fraternity is probably planning to play a dirty game here later. Either that or Akira left this here for some reason. Yeah, I think that's the latter. I guess this is what he meant when he said that everything was clean. There's more over here. Look at what I found. Would you be able to wear this while going around, Nova? Shut up! Hey, be careful. Don't get too close. I don't want to lose a challenge just because you can't curb your irrepressible desire to kiss me. Me? I won't move from here. Sounds good. I won't move from here then, more than 6 feet away. Cool. You feeling anything? Nope. Well, apart from the alcohol I already had in my blood. You? I'm fine. Just a little drunk. Cool. So now, we wait. We wait. Just 24 minutes left. Cool. 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 Still good? I'm fine. You? I'm fine. Cool. Cool. Yeah, cool. Now we wait. Cole? Okay, this is not cool. What the fuck was in that wine? I'm hornier than an off-duty Marine in Thailand. Taking another deep breath. Jesus, I'd even fuck a watermelon if there was one in front of me. And what's with this huge erection? It's starting to hurt, even. Was there Viagra in that damn drink? Am I the only one having a meltdown right now? You can see Nova curled up in her chair, nervously jiggling her legs. Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God. I need to touch myself. What is happening to me? At this rate, I'll end up seeping through my pants. I haven't felt this horny since that day in the Egyptian server. Oh, no, Nova. Don't think about that again. Not again. Stop thinking about that day. God, that day. I wish that Grimm fucked me against the wall, not Mott. The way she was moaning with pleasure. There was so much force in those thrusts. The noise of Grimm's hips slamming against hers. I've never played with anything that big. Could I even take it? So, still good, Nova. You feeling anything? Perhaps just a tiny, little, small something. Yeah? You? I don't think I've ever felt hornier in my life. Oh, okay, I lied. Me too. I don't ever think I've felt so slick. I guess we're both in this boat together, eh? Haha. Who would have thought that drink would really work, huh? Yeah, right. Crazy. I have like this weird sensation inside, like burning. It's like something that's making me just want to tear off my clothes and go to town on myself. Right? Must be the wine. I guess so. Are you hard? Yep. I've been quite stiff. I've been stiff for quite some time already. Makes sense. Can't blame you. So, wetter than you've ever been, huh? Well, my panties are just, yeah, so damp. You know, the wine. Yeah, the wine. Isn't it funny how we always end up stuck in the most bizarre situations? First, we're taken as hostages by a crazy Egyptian nympho. And now this. Oh, that day. Yeah, I'd forgotten about it. But, well, this is different. This time we were forced to get intimate. This time it's just the opposite. Easier. Much easier. That shit was nuts. Lot was hot, though. I'll admit it had a certain thrill. God, I'd pay to have Matt here and fuck her again. Mott. Not Matt. Mott. God, I'd pay to have Mott here and fuck her again to throw her up against the shelves and go to town. I forget. That's... yeah. I'm sure you would. But anyway, let's change the subject. This is not helping. Yeah. How much time is left? I don't even want to know. You know. I just had an idea that would make this much easier for both of us. I'm all ears. Let's try to think of other stuff like a naked grandma, bad food, or disgusting stuff in general. Time will fly by. What a shitty idea. Trust me, just do what I say. Making an effort to think about non-sexual things, you start feeling the craving gradually reduce until time is over. Is it time? Fucking finally. I don't feel so good. Hey there! I'm back. There's only 30 seconds left for you to win the challenge. Nova? Grim? Are you still there? Yeah, we're here. Ah, wonderful. Happy to see you in one piece. Yeah, thanks. You guys won Akira-san's challenge. Congratulations. Awesome. Yes! Appearing from under a table. We did it. Indeed. Tell me, how did it go? What? I mean, oh, well, it's true that it makes you hornier. Way hornier. But it wasn't anything we couldn't handle. Right, Grim? Totally. Now, what if I told you that my wine was just sugary fruit juice? What? You can't be serious. Just sugar and strawberry juice. Wow! Placebo effect in action, folks! Everything you felt was already within yourself. Oh my god. That's such bullshit. Okay, you got me. It looks cool when they say this in movies. Yeah, it really was a powerful aphrodisiac, not fruit juice. It's actually illegal in many countries. Fucking trickster. In fact, it's not recommended to drink it along with alcohol to avoid gastric problems. Oh god, I don't feel so good. Yeah, that's what I was referring to. It doesn't make everyone sick, but the ones affected can't stop puking for a good 30 to 60 minutes. Fuck, you could have said that before. Ah, my stomach hurts. I need to go to the bathroom. Do you want me to go with you? No, I don't want you to see me like that. Go and check on Penny, or I don't know, wait for me somewhere nearby. I'll go get the CPU and bring it back to you. You better! I'll come find you if you don't. Nova rushes out from the room. Yeah, she probably drank too many beers. She only drank one. But she was drunk, that's what matters. Look at you, you drank the same amount of wine and many more beers than her, but you're fine. We all have different metabolisms. That's true. Mine's extremely fast. Is she gonna be okay? Of course, don't worry. I'll wait for her next to the bathroom so I can give her the CPU. Well, alright. Tell her to join me and Penelope when she's done. Will do. Farewell, Grim. It was a pleasure playing with you. Adios. Okay, see ya. Man, that sure was a peculiar game. At least I can say the University of Creighton has a well-deserved reputation. Those invitations were mind-blowing. I feel sorry for Nova, but there's not much I can do for her right now. I'm certain this was an interesting experience for her, though. I wonder if she really meant everything she said in here, or if she was just playing along because of the wine. In any case, I bet she doesn't regret it. Or, well, so I hope. Let's see if Penelope managed to clean the beer from her hair. Penelope isn't back yet. I'll go wait for her on that couch right there. Man, this could be my class next year. I gotta get into this university by any means. With everything that's been happening lately, it's hard to focus on my studies, but I can't throw it all away now. Hi there. Huh? Oh, hi. Regina, right? Yes, good to see you, Grim. Are you having fun? Sure am. The open bar is a killer.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that was. Sorry about that. I thought it was a bug that had landed on something. Be careful not to get too drunk. It's harder to keep track of free drinks than ones you have to pay for. That's true. What are you doing here all alone, waiting for Penelope? She went to get changed and wash her hair. It's been a while already, so she should appear at any moment. Well, I wouldn't count on it, to be honest. You know how those Instagram girls are, always superficial, only caring about how they look. She arrived with that pretty Idriel costume, and now she has to improvise a costume from a dress in her locker and a ponytail? I'd have gone home if I was in her shoes. I don't know, that'd be very unlike her. Oh, and I honestly hope so. I'd like to see her wearing whatever she had in her locker. But lucky for you, you don't have to wait anymore, Reggie. Hi, Grim. Sorry for the wait. Holy fuck! God damn, this dress looks great on you, Penny. Thank you. I wish I'd have had more time to get a fancier hairstyle or better makeup, but I'll muddle through with this. Muddled through, you look spectacular. I see you reused the bracers from your other costume. Indeed, thanks for noticing, Reggie. Who'd have thought it looked good with a normal dress, too? Yeah, I guess that's the problem now. It's not a costume, just a normal dress. At a costume party. It feels weird. Yeah, I used to have a good costume, remember? But because of that incident... Oh my god. Who cares if it's not a costume? You look even better than in your pics. Aw, thank you, cutie. Hey, that's Charlotte, Axel's friend. Charlotte? Huh? Do I know you? Come on, I've been in your class for weeks. I'm Grim, the new guy, Chang's friend. Yeah, what are you doing here? I came with Penelope. I live with her as part of the student exchange program. What about you? What are you doing here? Partying, duh. And I wanted to see Penelope. I'll be studying here next year, and she's literally me, just older. If I have to be the new most popular girl at this university next year, I've got to take notes from my predecessor. You and her are nothing alike, but whatever. Where's Axel, by the way? I'm surprised you're not following him around like a puppy. Bah, don't talk to me about him. He's been ghosting me all week. He doesn't come to school anymore, he doesn't reply to my messages, he's never online on his social media. Wait, really? It's true though, I haven't seen him since the fancy dinner in Eternum. I gotta ask Alex, perhaps she knows more. Maybe he's ill? Chang turned out to be a fraud, Benjamin died and now Axel vanished from school? What a shitty school year thus far. Can't relate, to be honest. Mine's been the best one of my life by far. Oh, really? And does that have something to do with us? I'd say the Carters played a big role in that, yeah. Oh, that makes me feel accomplished. I was gonna sit there, Penelope. Oh, really? I'm sorry. I must have missed the reserve sign. I hope you don't mind. Of course not, girl. We're all friends here, and there's plenty of space. Yeah, we are. Now let's get wasted. This is a party, and I have an entire bottle of Jaeger right here ready to be drunk. Just be careful when you're grabbing the cups. You wouldn't want your straps to slip and suffer another wardrobe malfunction. Any problem with my dress, sweetie? Not at all, darling. Very revealing. Definitely seems like your style. Thanks, Mom. I'll keep it in mind. Something tells me they don't like each other much. I better not get in the middle of this. I want a cup! A few minutes later. A what? Are you serious? You're a teacher? Yeah, man. Teaching is like my passion. And these students are my life. He's dressed like Slash. Just don't tell the dean I'm smoking in here. I won't. Don't worry. Alright guys, this was fun, but I want to go dance before they turn out the lights. Hell yeah, let's decimate the dance floor. We should play a game before going though, to set the mood. Sure, sounds fun. Let's do one final round of truth or dare. Each one of us can choose the person they want. If they don't answer the question or don't perform the dare, they have to drink 3 shots. I'm in. Sure, should be fun. Alright, I'll begin then. And I choose Grim. Truth or dare? Oh, heck yeah, we're doing truth or dare. Dare. Okay. You have to kiss Penelope on the neck. Oh, this is the kind of dare I like. I bet you do. It's my time to shine. Please stand up, m'lady. Grabbing her by the waist. I love this dress, Penny. The incident with the beer doesn't seem like such a tragedy anymore. Thanks, you smell good. Ah, my $50 cologne is paying off already. Do you want to take a closer sniff? Show me, stud. You approach Penelope and start giving her small, gentle kisses on her neck, slowly moving up and down. God, this is so hot. I wonder if he's kissed many girls. He's really good at this. You start alternating between tiny nibbles and wide kisses using your tongue, but making sure not to leave a hickey. Mmm. Oh, I thought she refused, so the bitch really likes him, eh? Interesting. Okay, that's enough. Stop before you get every girl in here all wet, Arrows. How did I do? Not bad at all. At least an 8, maybe a 9. I'll have to keep practicing then. I need to achieve perfection. Okay, guys, let's continue playing. Who's next? Let's go with you. Choose someone. Me? I'll go with Professor Connor. He's still such a mystery to all of us. Truth or dare, Professor? I'm gonna go with truth. I'm too old for dares. Okay. There's a rumor that says you slept with Dean Myers. I need to know. Is that true? If I answer that, my job would be at risk, Penelope. Ah, don't worry, that answered my question sufficiently. I won't be able to look at her the same way. Let's keep this between us, guys. Don't worry, sir, if no one snitched that you smoked joints during your lessons, no one will say a word about this either. I appreciate it. Alright, it's my turn. I choose Penelope. Alright, I'm gonna say truth. Okay, here's my question. If you had to do a threesome with 2 people at this party right now, who would you choose? A threesome? And with someone in the university right now? Yeah. And do I have to say 2 boys? Not necessarily, whatever you'd like. Alright. In that case, I'm gonna say Nova. Hot. And who's Nova? You don't know her? She studies here too. She usually wears an eye patch, long curly ginger hair. You saw her by the entrance when we arrived. Oh yeah, the girl cosplaying as Jinx, right? Yes. What's a Jinx? A character from League of Legends. Okay, now I just learned that today. But someone in my comments section apparently knew it. The fuck is League of Legends? I remember that. Isn't it one of those ancient video games people used to play before Eternum came out? Well, technically she's cosplaying as Jinx from Arcane, the Netflix show, not the game. Oh yeah, I forgot about that show. Did you see last season? It was crazy good. When V goes to the... whatever, I don't care. Let's just go back to my question. This Nova and... Who else could I say? I swear if you don't say my name, I'm gonna grab my things and go home. Okay, I'm gonna say Grim. And just don't let it get to your head. Penelope Carter just said that she'd like to have a threesome with me. It's difficult not to be enthusiastic. I had to say someone, it's just a game. Hey, don't ruin my mood. Okay, Professor, it's your turn. Oh, me? I'm gonna choose Grimm. I want to know my possible future students better. What's it gonna be, my boy? All right! That's where we gotta leave it off for now, guys. There's been a lot that happened in just this 30 minutes. But Eternum is gonna keep on going. I think they're getting close to version, what? 9.5? 8.5? It's getting real... Version 9. We're on 8.5 right now. But 9 will probably be released very shortly. So, alright guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time with more Eternum on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Yeah, Grimm's Uncanny Valley, I said that right. By the way, joystick people, I'm thinking about maybe doing something for you guys on Friday also. Just something I'm batting around, but I'm thinking about maybe doing some premieres. So I don't know what to expect with those, but I got a lot of premiere AVNs. And they're not all, you know, the anime style. They're, you know, more Daz 3D style. But we're going to try them out and see what you guys think. Because I kind of do want to do a little bit more with joystick. Well, I can. And I'll see you guys next time. I am out.